Okay, we're in the bottom of page Samach Zayin in Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, Volume 2. And we talked about the idea of developing the concept of Hisponanus, and the example that Tzadik gave was, did I create myself, where did I come from, etc., etc. And that idea, you should constantly think about it throughout the day. A half hour shouldn't go by without you thinking about it during the day. And that becomes a unifying thread of one's day. And this is the general rule in any service to Hashem. If you want to internalize something and to have it settle and build inside of it, you have to think about it for one long stretch and then keep it going, and not to forget about it for a whole day because it becomes very sporadic and doesn't work. And we gave the example of the kettle. That if you keep taking it off the fire, it won't boil unless you keep it on for a consistent period of time. And what we're talking about is not an idea of real boiling and real excitement, but it's recognition to have this idea of da'as. Not just the chachma and the bina, but the da'as. Okay, so, and he ended up, he said a pasuk in Mishlei, and that's where we're just, we're at the top of page Samaches. He said a pasuk in Mishlei, ubidas and with das, chadorim yimolu kol hoin yokor vinoim. That with das, it fills the rooms. The rooms are filled with all kinds of riches, pleasant and precious riches. So mystically, you understand, if you look at the hierarchy of the spheros, you have Chachma, Bina, and Das, or Keser, Bina, but there is Das. And Das would be in the middle, Chachma, Bina, Das. And then the three levels below that, after out of the thinking range, are Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, or better known as Chesed, which is kindness, and then Din, judgment, which is the same thing as Gvura. And Tiferes is Rachamim, as we talked about on Shavuos. So, in other words, in order to move from one trio of Spheros and to move into the next trio of Spheros, in other words, you can't go into the next trio until you've had the top trio fulfilled. So if you have Das, which is the final result of Chachma and Bina, you have this Das, then you can have the next level, which is, the words we're using is Chesed, Din, and Rachamim begins with the letters Ches, Dalet, Resh. Chesed, Din, Rachamim, which spells the letter word Cheder, which is a room. So with Das, all the rooms are filled. Chadorim, the room of Chesed, the room of Din, the room of Rachamim. Those are rooms you have to use. You don't know how to use them if you don't have the right Das. You don't have the right das, you're not going to use them properly. If you don't have this das, especially about Hashem, I mean, das means understanding all reality, living in all realities of the information that you have about Hashem in this whole world. If you don't live in that reality, you won't know when to, and that's what, that was a piece with Rabbi Nachman on Shavuos. You won't know when to employ chesed, you won't know when to employ din, you won't know when to employ Rachamim, compassion. You'll do it at the wrong time without having this correct amount of das. So that's why the das is so critical, and you gotta be very careful with this, because a Amalek again is always the one who's the antithesis of this das. A Amalek is very happy that you have Chachma. I mean, it won't fight you so much on the Chachma and Bina. It won't fight you on the Chachma and Bina. You want to be smart, you want to have a lot of information, you want to learn a lot of Gemara, you can learn a lot of Gemara. It's not a problem. You have a lot of information. But for you to have that peace of mind and to integrate that information, that it becomes part of your lifestyle, something that you feel, that's Das. That Amalek won't give you that rega, won't give you that moment, won't give you that quiet to be able to make that happen. That's what the Balatanya says. Amalek is a combination of two words. Am Malak. Malak is from the Hebrew Malika. Malika is the service in the temple for birds where the Kohen would sever the neck of the bird. Now, again, the neck is a critical part of the body, because the neck is the part of the body that combines the brain, where the Chochma Bina is, with the heart, where the Das is. And you separate. It's Am Malak. It's the nation that does Malika. It does Malika on the Jewish people. It separates our brains from our hearts. It doesn't allow the brains and the hearts to combine together. Right? That's their whole purpose of Amalek, is not to integrate the information that you know. Right? So, you know, and that's where when we left Mitzrayim and we're ready to move on, and they thought we were heading for Eretz Yisrael, and you go to Eretz Yisrael is where you can feel all of this Judaism in a much deeper way. They didn't want us to get there. If you don't get there, you won't be able, you can learn, but don't. No, they didn't want us to feel it. You know, and tongue in cheek, the Kutzker Rebbe would say, that was at the height of the strife between the Hasidim and the Misnagdim. He would say, you know, why do Misnagdim wear ties? Right? They wear ties to separate the brains from their heart. All right? It was like, cut it off, you know, be a separation. Okay, that was tongue in cheek. Nowadays, I mean, but you see, Hasidim don't wear ties. Hasidim, generally speaking, don't wear ties. Okay, there's the other side, obviously. But, you know, it's all symbolic in nature. But that's clearly what he's saying, is you have to have this das, you have to live in this reality. I must have said this once before, the famous Urat the Bardichever, before he became a real chassid, didn't start off as a real chassid. So Bardichever went to the Mezritch Magid, and he stayed there for a very long time, really long time. And his father-in-law, which is a staunch misnagid at the time, he was very upset. So whatever, after an extended stay in Mezritch, and he came back finally, so the father-in-law says, "Nu, tell me, what did you learn there already? Hey, what did you learn there?" So I'll tell you what I learned. I learned that there was a Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I learned that there's a God. So the father-in-law couldn't believe it. He says, that's, you went months there to learn this Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Watch. He calls in the Jewish cleaning lady. Not exactly the most learned woman in the world. And he says, "Listen, tell me, can you tell me who created the world?" She said, "The Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world." So the father-in-law is like really going nuts. He's saying, you know, you're such a bright mind. You could be sitting in the yeshiva here, and you're going to the Mezritch Magid to know something that the cleaning lady knows. So explain to me what you did over there. So I'll say it in Yiddish, then I'll say it in English. It sounds better Yiddish. So he says, "Sie sagt, aber ich weiß," which means in English, "She says it, but I know it." That's the difference. You should remember that story. It's an important story. Are you like the cleaning lady, or are you like the Berditch of a Rebbe? Do you say it, or do you know it? All right. You know, we say we have to go to shul. We say we have to learn. We say we have to be a good spouse. But do we really know it? That's the difference. And that's the difference between Bina and Das. And Bina and Das. And Das, it changes your life literally. Somebody once asked an old student, elderly man, a student of Rabbi Yeruchim Levovitz, he's a great Musarnik in Europe, and he wanted to ask him, you know, this is an older guy, it's your last connection to Europe, as it were. He said, "No, tell me a story about Rabbi Yeruchim, like, tell me something about him." So the guy really didn't want to tell. It was like he felt it was like an invasion of privacy, you know. He says, "I didn't want to tell him." The guy was nudging him, this and that. And finally, the guy, okay, you want to know something? He says, "I'm coming to my room." So he says, "You know what it was like being with Rabbi Yeruchim? It's like he put a whole bunch of cucumbers in a bottle. And we're these cucumbers. And over time, he pickled us. And no matter what I do, I can't go back and being a cucumber." Now, he didn't want to get into detail, but it's a very profound concept. You take a whole bunch of cucumbers, you put them in an environment of that brine or whatever you call that stuff, the juice, and you turn into a pickle. You know, a mature cucumber is a pickle. And, you know, you can never, you know, only thing about a pickle can never become a cucumber again. Can never become a cucumber again. He gave us a way of looking at life and living life. With such an emes. And he said, no matter how much I tried to forget that way of life, I could never forget living that way. Such a serious way and understanding everything. So that's examples of das, where once you chap what the tzaddik is telling us, you can never live your life differently after that. Once you break through. What? What?
You can never live your life the same as you were.
What did I say?
It's always going to be different.
No. Once you go past the das, into the das zone, you can't go back. Right. You can't go back once you have the das. You just can't. So that's what the tzaddik is saying. This is only going to happen with a lot of effort. And consistently. Okay, so let's continue the next paragraph. Now we're going to begin on Samaches. Vaday, certainly, shebitchilas haderech, in the beginning of the path, sheletes hashikcha, forgetfulness will rule. V'yeshen gam har benefilas, and there's going to be a lot of fallings. Going to be a lot of fallings. Going to start. He knows we're going to fail often in this. If we're even going to make the time in the morning or in the nighttime to have a thorough thought of this, and then to consistently remember this throughout the day. And the biggest proof to that is again, because when a person does an Avera, he obviously isn't thinking about Hashem. Because if you thought about Hashem sincerely every 15 minutes or so, right, it's not easy to sin if you keep thinking about Hashem all the time. You know, it's much easier, believe it or not, guys, to learn a Blada Gemara. It's easier to do that than to think of Hashem every 15 minutes. It's easier to do that. You know, you can learn a Blada Gemara and sin the next minute. What do you mean? You can sin while you're learning the Blada Gemara. You can insult your chavrus and say, what are you talking about, idiot? That's not the pshat. I mean, you know. And you can sin right when you're learning the Blada Gemara, right? But it's very hard to sin if you bring Hashem into your day. You bring Hashem into your day, you cannot sin. So the tzaddik is saying that you can't, you know, there's gonna be time, you're gonna forget. And especially in the beginning, forgetfulness is strong. And the biggest proof is, the litmus test is, you know, count how many averus you're doing in a day. That shows you how often you're not thinking about Hashem. And that's how the tzaddikim acted. You know, Noach, for everything that's said about Noach negatively, the bottom line is the Torah calls him a tzaddik. So he is a tzaddik at his level, at his point in time. And by Noach it says, Es elikim hishalech Noach. Noach, and means to say that Noach walked with Hashem. That's what it means, Pasha. He walked with Hashem. He always was thinking about Hashem. Or by Avram, who was a higher level. Es halech lefanai, walk before me, and you will be tamim, and you will be complete. Meaning to say, when you walk with Hashem, that makes you into a tzaddik. That's the whole vort. Walking with Hashem makes you into a tzaddik, because consistently, being consistently with Hashem will make you into a tzaddik. And again, that's what a malek does. He tries to make you not consistently walk with Hashem during the course of the day, because that's the only way to become a tzaddik. So all the things the Yetzer Hara is going to try to stop you the most is this. You'll succeed in learning, you'll succeed in so many things, but to succeed in thinking of Hashem constantly, that the Yetzer Hara is going to throw everything he's got. Because once you cross that line, you've been pickled, it's going to be very hard for him to get you. So that's why you're going to see, as we have the most resistance to do this. You'll rather learn. You say, that's interesting. This is boring. Right? We have this new thing now. Things are boring. I don't do it. If the marriage is boring, I get divorced. That's, you know, boring is, you know, it wasn't a common. People had no time to be bored years ago. There's no such thing as being bored. You wanted to live, you worked. And if you didn't work, you were dead. So you had no time to be bored. Right? You had no time to be bored. Right? But now this is a new word. A new excuse is boring. So he's saying, you know, you're gonna make a lot of mistakes. All right, keep going. Avomisha nival menefila, but a person who panics from a fall, a mistake, adain lo hikar klal sevoda, he doesn't recognize what service to Hashem is all about. Because there's a rule, haklal, the rule that Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. The tzadik falls 7 times and then he gets up. Right? So what does that mean? Hu amei ha-muskolos ha-rishonis shal kol echad shechayas oilem pnimi. This is the first, one of the first understandings, one of the first wisdoms for anybody who lives this internal life. This life of finding Hashem in their lives. This is one of the first rules. Afilim shachach adam es ha'inyin chatziyom. Let's say a half day goes by, he didn't think about Hashem. Who ain't an evil? He doesn't panic. He doesn't say, this isn't for me. I can't, it's a waste of time. Who chos on the kutza pshut rishon. He goes back to the simple first point. Osala maskirim chitzoni. He makes outer reminders. Shioru to wake him up. The askiru sadover to remind him of the concepts. But he never gives up. He keeps working on that fundamental point. Once every half hour, he wakes his soul up. There's a creator in the world. I am created. If I've been created by Hechel Sheshbar, there's got to be a creator. And you just go back over that and over that and over that. All right, so if you're going to give up, you're forgetting the simple rules. Nobody was able to integrate a new behavioral pattern without failing many times. It has to happen. It's part of the process. K'muvan she'yisum advarim haynu harbe yoso arach min edibur mishlonu kan. Obviously, the application of what we're saying is much longer than the time it says for me to explain to you these concepts. Let's say a person wants to rent out a flat, wants to rent out an apartment, wants to check it out. They give him the keys to check it out, right? Getting the keys doesn't take very long. But now a lovely connoisseur, now he's got to go into the apartment and live in it, right? To move in. So, how long does it take to give a guy a key? Regacha, just 1 second. How long does it take to go through the apartment, check it out, see what it needs, move in? Harvey's man takes a lot of time. So, what's this analogy for? Hadiburim heim bibichinas hamavtech. The words you're learning in the sefer, it's like the key. You got to take this key and check in every room. How to bring this key, how to take this knowledge and bring it into every room. Every room of your life. That's the trick. As we said, ubedas chador mimolu. And with das, the rooms get filled up. Okay. So that's a critical point. And and one of the best ways is, for those who still have children, and children I'm talking about, let's say people under 20 years old, still, you know, or before they get married. Especially younger is even better, but, you know, having kids is the best way to develop your emunah if you're a good parent. Why? Because kids ask you all the best emunah questions. They ask you all the best emunah questions. Where is Hashem? Can Hashem do this? And I'm afraid to do this. And you have to, you know, all the basic emuna, the answers that you have to give them are all based on emuna. Totally based on emuna. And even when they're getting older and they're getting nervous for exams and they're teenagers, and the older teenagers, they're getting all nuts over the high school exams. You just say you only have to be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't have to be afraid of anybody else in this world. Don't be afraid of this teacher and that grade, or when they come home from school and they, I can't stand it yet. You know, only afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You only have to answer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Did you do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to do? in school today, then that's all that matters to me. I couldn't care less what the teacher thinks. As long as you could answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu clean, it doesn't matter what the rest of the school has to say about you. You don't have to get 100 on this test. This will not get you to Olam Haba, I promise you. But other things will. Last year, we'll get you to Olam Haba, then you talk about it. Right? Those are the things that, you know, even the kids that get older, and they get nervous about, moving somewhere, going somewhere. And you say, you know, take Hashem with you, you don't have to worry. Those are the real answers, and these are the ones that the children still can internalize. Or even a little kid says, Abba, how come the sun rises? How come the sun's going up? Why doesn't it go across? Why doesn't it this? You know? So, you know, parents say, well, you know, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. You know? So you blew great opportunities. Well, you say, look, who made the sun? Kodesh Baruch Hu made the sun. And start, you know, focusing on the fact that Hashem is doing this, and could be we don't understand why it is this way. Then you can talk about why he makes time zones and why he wants Torah to be learned throughout the world at every minute of the day. That's why the sun goes this way, so it's when it's dark in one place, it's light in another. And the whole idea of the sun reflected of the goyim of the world, and the moon is the yidden, and our relationship with Hashem. And, you know, these are just great segues to just pour it out. You know, but you know, hopefully, you know, and we know when you teach somebody, you learn more than the one you're teaching, right, Mikey? You learn more. Now you know Derech Hashem. I mean, I'm not saying you didn't know it beforehand, but you infinitely know it much more when you teach it. So if you teach your kid Amuna, if you teach him Amuna, you know, hopefully, you know, because the kid's going to keep asking you why. You know, you give him a phony answer, the kid will come right back with a better question. And you may not have the answer. And then if you're clever, you go to your rabbi and say, well, how do you answer my kid? How do I tell my kid the emes? Because they won't say it, but, you know, they imply, because the truth is, I don't know the emes. Right? So that's a great opportunity, and that's, you know, what the pasuk says, Nar Yisrael va'ahevo. My children of Israel, they're like a little child, that's why I love them. Right? So, they love us, Hashem loves them because the kids are amistic. Right? And yet you have so many opportunities throughout the day. You know, it's a better tool than yelling and screaming at them. You know, really, it's a much better tool. Just keep pointing out Hashem throughout the day. And, you know, the kid complains that, you give him a Shabbos treat. He gets a nice big chocolate bar. And then you don't know how they lose that big chocolate bar. You know, you give him a... And they're crying, and then you teach them about Gamzu Latova, this is for the best. Hashem probably understood why this wouldn't be good for you, and Hashem wouldn't make, you know, Hashem made this happen, and he wouldn't do anything bad. Just explain it to them. Explain it to them. You know, but no, you know, they're gonna hear it, and they'll come to terms with it, and then you'll be surprised. They'll start saying Gamzu Latova. They'll start saying Gamzu Latova, even if you don't, But obviously, you know, if you're not addressing the issues yourself, you're not. But that's why having kids is the best methodology of this at all. You know, again, how many times have you told your kid to thank Hashem during a day? Did anybody tell your kids yesterday to thank Hashem? If you did, you're a good parent. If not, you were a busy parent. You were a busy parent. Not that the other parent wasn't busy. I'm trying to say it nicely, right? You make a point of it. You're eating supper together. You know, the kids naturally want to eat and run out. And you got to say, did you thank mommy? Okay, mommy, thank you. And how did mommy come into the world? How did mommy come into the world? What do you mean, how did mommy come? How did mommy come into the world? Till they get to the point that they understand Hashem brought mommy into the world. And who gave mommy all the koichas to cook dinner? Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, now we'll bench. Now we'll bench, because the benching is really sick. Really, if you would just do that, it would be, you know, in the long run, that's better than the benching. I'm not saying to not bench, but it's better than what the benching does. Absolutely nothing, besides train them to keep benching. But besides that, doesn't. But if you would just do that little exercise for 1 minute, as we'll see as he goes ahead and tells you one to two examples, that's when it really is going to happen. So you can take your family on in the project. That might help. You could tell your kids, I've been learning all about Hashem. And maybe you're older, because why do you have to learn that? Don't you know Abba? Then you could do the same thing to them. And say, listen, do you really think about Hashem? Do you have Das? Explain to them. If you have high school kids, you can explain to them Chachma and Bina and Das. Explain to them. We're working on our Das. We're in a Das campaign. And we're all going to try to help each other to keep remembering about Hashem. If you do it in a group, it works much better. You have it in house. Schools have every mishigas of campaigns, projects. There's not one about the thinking of Hashem project. Of every project, they make brachas projects, they make midos projects, shmir saloshim projects. How about if you have one just thinking of Hashem projects? The one who thinks of Hashem more than anyone else and get it signed by your parent. Every other mishigas they want you to do. But the one to know that it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that one for some reason I want to do. I think I should call the school about it. But I'm going to forget. Someone's going to email me and remind me, please. Yeah, Hashem is not. Okay. But to be able to make a thinking of Hashem project, make it a Lahavdla, a Yisker project. To remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Yisker project. And the more we do that, the more we remember Him. Okay. Now he's going to get into a very interesting concept. I don't know if we're going to develop it all today, but this is really explains so much. It's such a simple idea, and you wonder why you never thought of it before. But that's why he's the tzaddik and I'm not. So he continues in the next section. He says, Hiskadmus be'itius lo be'psizus, advancing slowly and not rushing things. And this is probably what makes doing this so difficult. The way I've described everything, there is an apparent deficiency in this whole project. We need to know this from the beginning. We're a quarter way into the book, but we're still in the beginning. Because, if you finally buy into this, this is going to be a lifetime project, so that's why this is in the beginning, right? Ketzev Amiras Hadvarma here by Yosef. The pace of us telling you all this, believe it or not, guys, he's saying is fast. The pace is fast, relative to what we need to do. And the listeners have to hear the picture that encapsulates everything that's going on over here. It's relatively quickly. Even if it takes a year to learn this book, it's still quick. But the practical application, Shaladvarim, next page, Samach Tes, who Arbe Yosarach is much longer. While you'll be working on one point, it's fitting for you to take these words. To get the concept, to learn the exercise takes a short period of time. Now it's going to take you weeks to work, months to work on the exercise. So now what are you learning regarding this? The learning part doesn't take so long. The exercise part takes long. So what do you do? What are you learning while you're doing the exercise? Says it's befitting to take these words to review this over and over and over, kol echek v'koch, everyone according to their abilities. Why? To keep it alive, to keep the point alive, and to clarify it further and further and further and further. Repetition, review, over and over and over, right? And we love doing repetition, right? We love it. We haven't reviewed anything we've ever learned. I know if I do it, you guys will leave. You'll run. You'll be gone. You'll be gone. Right? You'll be gone. He said, it's boring. What are you doing this for again? Im roitzim larutz maher liskadim b'inyan amasi b'tzura mehira. If a person wants to rush ahead and advance in the practical application, hareza b'bechinas binyan perech b'avir she'en lakim. It's like building a house in midair. Without any foundation. Kishabodin Nakuda, when you're building a point, Vanakuda Miuseta Subriya, but the point is grounded and it's healthy and it's strong. Mamela Komasha Nivna Gabi Yutova Chazak, so whatever you're gonna build on, it's gonna be strong. But if the reaction to what we're talking about is the following. Nope. I know that there's a creator. V'ani yodeh shanivra. And I know I'm created. This is the first exercise, right? V'chial tvarim elu evav shlosh shavos. You want me to work on this for 3 weeks? What are you doing? Insulting my intelligence? I know there's a God. I know He created me. Finish fights. Can we go to the next lesson, please? Chaval azman. You're wasting time. Ritzonli skadim hal. I want to move ahead. I'm an advanced learner. You know, I'm gifted. Alright, so keep gifting me. I thought when I came to this class, you're going to give me real good, solid advice in getting close to Hashem. And you give me advice how to merit to achieve cling to God quickly. Right? That's why, you know, we're dropping out of the class. So he says, Zoe skula beduka likishon. It's a guaranteed formula for failure. Guaranteed to fail. Because you're going against the whole theory of how change happens in a person. It's against the whole context, concept of what changes. Awela das, you need to know. Shekashem sheish chipazin biktushav uzerizus b'neshama. Just like there, for every good quality in this world, there's an equal and opposite negative application of it. So just like there's a good quality to rush in things of holiness and to have alacrity with the soul. For example, mitzvah, haboliyot chal tachmitzeno, a mitzvah comes to your hands, don't let it become chametz. When you see an email, we're looking for volunteers to do the setup and takedown, you should be rushing to do this. You don't think? You say, I'm doing it. Right? When it's a mitzvah to give tzedakah, you rush to do that. That's a good aspect of rushing. Right? You rush to be the first one in shul. Right? So just like you have rushing for the holiness, there's also rushing and pushing and alacrity for the opposite side to get you into averus. What does that mean? Who mashmit me'adam es ha-savlonus. The Yetzer can remove from you patience. V'notol mimenu es havono hapshuta shekashem kishazorim zera ba'adama. And it takes from you the simple understanding. Everybody knows that when you plant a seed in the ground, you ever see a farmer stand over his field and look at it and say, come on guys, can you hurry up? I just planted you yesterday. Where's the wheat? Everybody knows you can't do that. Sometimes it takes a half a year until from that first planting you get something to eat. We're talking about a tree. There's all kinds of halachas with a tree. You see, what's the purpose? There's mitzvahs. You plant a tree near it, so when can you start to eat, to take the fruit right off the tree and eat it on the spot? How long does it take? Over 4 years. Because the first 3 years it's orally, you can't even touch it. Can't touch it. The fourth year, finally, you can take it to Yerushalayim and eat it. Right? So why is there such a mitzvah? Very simple. Patience. Just to teach you patience. To learn you can't rush things. Right? For a shalosh shalim dinik arlo yachol. For 3 years there's a law of orli, can't eat it. B'shon revi'is arei not to revoy. In the fourth year it's called not to revoy. The plantings of the fourth year, that's in Yerushalayim. Rak agrei can't eat in Hashem lehanis menu b'shemus. Only then does Hashem allow us to have true pleasure from this fruit, just to pluck it and eat it. Right? Person invests time in a tree, one day, another day, another day, a week, another week, chaydish, a month, another month. Shalashem is 3 years. You can't even enjoy one fruit. Right? So that's life. And again, there's so much to learn from agriculture in the Torah. So unfortunate. We're so urban. We just forget about, at the end of the day, you know, if we didn't have agriculture, we'd be dead. We believe everything grows in Sobeys. You know, that's where it comes from. You know, it really came from a farm. It really did come from a farm. And the farmer had to be awfully patient. You know, you got to be patient with this. Right? And that's how you live. You live with what comes out of the ground. This is life. It's not, it's not something like life. It is life. You know, if you're not prepared to have the patience, you're gonna go nuts. Right? That's how the whole, you know, we're gonna see, that's how the whole golden calf came from one reason, an impatience. Wait a second, I'm gonna come back after 40 days. So even if you think it was wrong, so what's it gonna hurt to wait a day? In the scheme of things, wait a week. What's gonna change? But no, they didn't have the patience even for a half a day. Right? So now, the truth of the matter is, he's leading into a much bigger sugya now. He's taking us into a real big sugya. I think it's gonna be a Rosh Hashanah drush. This is like so, it's like so good. What? No, this one I'm not gonna forget, I hope. It's close enough to Rosh Hashanah, I can't forget.
So what's the negative application to
Rosh Hashanah? This is timing. You know, he's talking about doing things quickly. He's saying doing things quickly is a midah. Mihirus. Doing things quickly is zrizus. Zrizus is one of the midas of Mesillas Yesharim. Do things with alacrity. The positive thing is do it. The negative application is I want to do it. And if I can't do it, I don't want it.
Yeah. It's like every
no, it's the same thing. Okay, I don't want to, we're not getting into patience now. Okay, I hear you. Wonder what's the negative of patience, you know. Having patience when an aveira is happening. Don't have so much patience for your aveiras. He's like, you know, someone's insulting you, you can be patient. That's when you're supposed to be patient, right? He said, you're doing an aveira? No, you know, I'll wait a while till I'll do tshuva. I'll have some patience with myself. You know, that's a negative application. Right?
There was a great mantra you gave Rabbi a few years ago about acquiring difficult things. You're talking about an IV.
Okay, an IV? Okay, it's a muscle of an IV going in close. I didn't remember I said it. Okay, thank you, Howard. An IV, things going slowly. You can't get it. Can't rush it. Yeah. But let's see. We've just got a few more minutes. Let's see if we can just get into this. This is really getting into very important ideas. This is so important. Achlamita shel davar. The truth is, zohi hatsura hamita shel binyan. This one I did already, right? No, yeah. This is the true picture of growth. Of building, zriya utzmicha, right? Planting and growing. That's what it is. Hatolada mikol davar eina midis. The results of anything are never immediate. Hatahalich asu lakacha shalosh shanim. The process takes years. Mizmana shesila, from the moment you plant it, at shiotz imperishal, you have fruits you can eat. But after the fourth year, yoytzim peres ruim, then proper fruits are coming out. Peres tovim mishalim, good and ripe fruits come out. That he can sustain himself in the right way. You know, the Maral says a very famous word. You know, the Gemara says a 1 day old calf is already considered a cow. It's to be a cow. The day you're born, you're a cow. You're a cow. I mean, by that one day, the cow starts walking the first day, mooing. I mean, it's a smaller version. That's all. You know, a calf is really a cow. We just want use a term to distinguish it from an older cow. We call it a calf. But a cow of 1 day is yet a cow. What do you have to say about a baby of 1 day? A human baby of 1 day. Is an adult. You know, can't do anything. While a cow in 1 day is a cow. You know, gonna go to school to learn how to be a cow. Nurture. It's a cow. It already is a cow. So you might think, chas v'shalom, the cow is better than the human being. Look how quickly it matures. So the morale says, no, there's a rule. The more chashuv something is, the more important something is, the longer it takes to develop perfection and vice versa. It's an important rule. Important things take time. Biggest proof, how long does it take you to do an aveira? Averas are done very quickly. You know, you could dig a hole in Gehenna so big in about 5 minutes. Lashon Hara, this and that. It doesn't take a, oh, it was really hard. It was hard for me to do those averis today. You know, it was a tough day in the office doing averis, man. Averis go so easy because they're worth nothing. Mitzvahs, you know how much time it takes to do a mitzvah? To do a mitzvah properly. Properly. You can't do it fast. You can't do it fast. It doesn't work. It takes so much time. The 70 nations of the world developed quickly. Dara Flaga, boom, 70 nations. Not so Klal Yisrael. Oh man, it took us a long time. Right? And, you know, the biggest praise that Hashem said about Moshe, this week's Parsha, right? Avdi Moshe. Not so Avdi Moshe. Not so my servant Moshe. He's an Eved. You know, he belongs entirely to me. He belongs entirely to the Master. And that's his life. Because what's an Eved? Eved consistently, that's Moshe, that's Netzach, consistently works with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Consistently is part of, where does patience come from? Which one of the seven spheros? It comes from Netzach. Netzach means day in and day out I do it. Yeah, but what about the results? I'm not interested in the results right now. Day in, day out, the same thing every day. And and that's the biggest issue. We ain't got the patience. Right? And he's gonna tell us tomorrow where this all came from. He's saying, Stam, this is a human behavior. It just comes out of the blue? Not tomorrow, Monday. Hold you in suspense. You know, we think, you know, any behavior in the world has to be Torah sourced. So without cheating, without going ahead, although many of you probably did go ahead. Not that you want to cheat, but just interested. So try to think over Shabbos, what would be the Torah source for man's inherent yearning to get things done right away, even if it's not in your benefit? And the original source, and exactly why it's there. You'll see it's fantastic stuff he has to say. And Mirza Shem, we should be able on Shabbos over this weekend to think about Hashem a few times. To try to constantly put him on your screensavers, get the reminders. Just think of the simple exercise, you know, where did I come from? I didn't make myself. Hashem made me. I was made and Hashem made me. And just work on that. And we'll continue Mirza Shem Monday.